Welcome to Raw Mind Sports with your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. Got a special guest here today, TJ Harrell. He was watching our previous show about the perspective of LeBron James versus Kobe era. So today he's going to pretty much bring us insight on how he feels about the Kobe debate and the LeBron debate as of now. So TJ Harrell and Jamel Arrington, we're going to see how their overall arguments are going to be. We'll see how it's going to go. So TJ Harrell, give me your perspective on the things that we said last week to now.
Well, I just think it was a lot of disrespect. I think the Kobe Bryant disrespect has gone too far out here. I think when my man was in his prime, everybody was like, Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. But when LeBron James get to doing his little 1-2 thing, the disrespect has been outrageous. Not just with, you know, on your show, but I just feel like in the world, the Kobe Bryant disrespect is kind of crazy. Like, this is a world champion we talking about. This is a man with 5 rings, a guy who once scored 81 points. Like, the disrespect, and they just don't even bring him up in conversation like he's one of the greats. Like, I just don't get it. Like, every ESPN list I seen, Mount Rushmore list, or whatever the list may be, I think the Kobe disrespect has gone too far, man. I don't know, man. I think y'all just brushed past them when y'all talked about Kobe, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan.
Right.
I didn't feel too lightly about that. I didn't feel too heavy about that. I mean,
what you feel about what's your thing? He's saying he's the GOAT. He said last week that he was the GOAT. He said he proven why. He said that, you know, LeBron James never played with no Hall of Fame. He said he played with Shaq at 40, like the 40 and over league, yeah, in our era. Mm-hmm. So.
One thing,
how do you feel about it?
One thing for sure, two things for certain. Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
Correct.
Let's just get that out the way.
Right.
I don't think LeBron James or Kobe Bryant should be mentioned in the same breath as Michael Jordan. Everybody wanted to be like Mike. I think Kobe actually was successful actually trying to be like Mike. But let's get this clear. LeBron James or Kobe Bryant can't do shit with Michael Jordan. Excuse my French. But I grew up watching Kobe Bryant. He is my Michael Jordan. I seen this guy night in and night out go at it. I seen him clutch, you know what I mean? They said he can't do it. He's selfish. Him and Shaq got all this kind of beef. He still rose to the top. Shaq leaves. He can't do it. He can't do that. He still rise to the top. Then they said he go get Pau Gasol. Who is Pau Gasol, bro?
Pau Gasol didn't win a few. Well, finish what he said. I'll follow.
They say, oh, he had to get another Hall of Fame. He had to get this. Who was Pau Gasol, bro?
That's correct. Pau Gasol didn't win most of All Stars, but you know, it's not Hall of Famer.
Who is Pau Gasol, bro?
A career 18-10 rebound guy, Hall of Famer.
Is he?
Pau Gasol too. Yeah, he gonna be a Hall of Fame just because he one of the first from Spanish to do what he doing or whatever. But like I said, 18-10 a game. You can't. I mean, 18-10 for a career. That's deep.
Is it?
It's not.
I could name you 30 people.
Also, Andrew Bynum had a couple good years.
Andrew Bynum played like 3 years in the league.
And he was nice. And every year he was
Andrew
all-star.
Andrew Bynum somewhere driving Hot Wheel cars right now.
Yeah.
Who are these guys that speak of?
Why he was there? I mean,
who are these guys, man? I could have said they say Trevor Ariza, okay.
Ariza.
We went and got Ron Artest, okay.
If it wasn't for Trevor Ariza, he would have won that one. Maybe if it wasn't for Trevor Ariza.
That's like me saying if it wasn't for Ray Allen, LeBron James wouldn't have won his first ring.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with that one.
That's like me saying Michael Jordan wouldn't have won the ring if it wasn't for Steve Kerr. Well, everybody played a part in every championship. No one man can do it. Michael Jordan could have done it by himself. He had Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, Luke Long. He was surrounded by, you know, I ain't going to say the best talent, but they had a team. They had teams. He was surrounded by people. Nobody can do it by themselves.
To really debate the whole thing, when you talk about Michael Jordan being the best or whatever, in eras or years, the game changes. So, like I said, everybody, like the way we changed, like, you know, back in the day, everybody was looking at Kobe. Oh, I want to be like Kobe or whatever. See, after a while, okay, Ginobili came. He was Eurostep. Now everybody want the Eurostep. The game changed. Now everybody doing James Harden want to step back. I mean, the game changes. That's why I say with Michael Jordan, he was the greatest head of the era, but in this era, I don't think he could handle what's going on right now. So he wouldn't be the GOAT if he was playing right now.
Right now?
Because he couldn't. He can't handle.
Michael Jordan wouldn't be the GOAT. If he played right now.
Like I said, you're talking about Michael Jordan. Everybody talking about the 6-0 in the finals or whatever. Magic Johnson, that's who he played in 91. He retired next year with HIV. The Clyde Drexler, he was 34 years old when he played him in 92. 93, Charles Barkley. Kevin Johnson. These ain't people that can beat him and Scottie Pippen together. John Paxson, they can't beat him.
Hold up, don't disrespect
him. No, I'm not saying that. He's one of the greatest power forwards of all time, but he can't beat Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Why not?
Besides, Scottie Pippen is...
Who could beat Michael Jordan?
Scottie Pippen, too.
Karl Malone. He's one of the best. But he can't get a ring because of Mike.
But it's the second person, though. Like I said, even if you equal out Michael Jordan and Karl Malone, Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen is better than John Stockton, and Scottie Pippen is better than whoever, Kevin Johnson. Whoever you say the second best player in fantasy is, Kevin Johnson, Dan Marley, he better than them. So they're going to win regardless. John Paxson is better than whoever the third best player in Phoenix. They had a better team. Like I said, Michael Jordan,
you're saying John Paxson is better than Kevin Johnson?
I'm not saying they probably
John Paxson is better than Dan Marley?
Because Kevin Johnson wasn't a shooter. No. Like John Paxson was.
No.
I mean, the team wasn't better. The team wasn't better than what the Bulls had.
You know why they wasn't better?
Michael is better than Charles Barkley.
Jesus and sneakers?
Yeah.
Because of Jesus.
He was better than Charles Barkley. It ain't even
Michael Jordan was better than everybody. And today he would still be better than everybody.
And they were older.
You gotta think, the defense is not the same. If Kobe Bryant even played in this era now, he probably averaged 40, bro.
He played in this era and he wasn't averaging 40 then. He was shooting like 30%.
What are you in year 15, 16, 17, 18, he averaged 26, 27, and 9, 27, and 5. Like, this guy, like, this later in his career. So imagine him at his prime. Remember that dude with the fro to rock number 8? Imagine him now. He would torch the league, bro.
I remember him with Shaq, man. I don't remember him by himself. But if I could see him,
imagine
by
number himself. 8 with Shaq. Number 8 with the fro, he would torch the NBA today.
When you got that 7'1", 330-pound on your side, man, it makes a difference, man.
The game was – think about now. At that time, the game was so slow.
Yeah, it was about
pound the ball in. And Kobe got all those numbers slow. Now, imagine Kobe Bryant in a fast-paced game without a Big Shaq and a fast-paced game where these guys are scoring 145 points. Kobe would average 45,
And at the end of the career, I caught that fast-paced game because the game was changing. That's Kobe was getting older, and – like I said, it won't the same.
So imagine
that's
if he
why
was
18,
was 19,
call,
20,
I'm about
21.
To get out of here because I got Kwame Brown at center. I can't run like this.
All right.
So now I need Pau Gasol, who's a Hall of Famer. 18 and 10 a game. Well, whatever. It ain't like, you know, he's sorry.
Speaking of the fact that you all guys are talking about offense and the scoring perspective of the game, who do you think is a better offense scorer? Even though you had a correct point when it comes to MJ, but, you know, who you feel was offensively better minded?
Scorer.
Kobe.
The new.
Or LeBron. I mean, overall offensive mind.
Okay.
It's no comparison.
If you say
LeBron.
If you're speaking about scoring,
yeah.
Kobe Bryant is the best scorer of all time. Better than MJ. Now you say the best player of all time, Michael Jordan. If you say the best scorer of all time, Kobe Bean Bryant. Now if you say the best overall offensive player, hands down LeBron James. He got better court vision than these guys.
I talk about the best scorer, like the way to score. Kobe, like I said, he can score. No doubt about it.
I'm not going to say
he scores better than LeBron because LeBron ain't really – like, he don't have to do a whole lot of moves to score. Kobe got more array of moves. But, like I said, even when Kobe's finished, he's not going to be – well, Kobe's finished now, but he's not the best scorer of all time. Who end up being the best scorer of all time is what we're seeing right now, James Harden. Nobody can score better than he can. As the array, you can't stop nothing that he can do. Nothing.
We'll cross that bridge when he get there.
He's there now. He's there. He's the best scorer I ever seen in history.
In history?
In history.
I think that's right crazy. Now.
That's that.
I heard his coach say he was the best ISO player or whatever.
He's the best scorer. Nobody can stop him. And nobody
and somebody can stop Kobe?
Yes.
Who?
Kobe can stop himself.
The same people who said they can stop Kobe got scorched. With Ruben Patterson and these guys,
because I said that
Kobe, Rajon Bells,
T-Mac
this guy used to get scorched.
This is the same era. Kobe even tell you that T-Mac was a great scorer. He got
hurt.
All right, I got two more subjects on this note. As in team loyalty, you know, when it comes to team loyalty, who will lead for championships or not? Do you feel like these two? If you think Kobe would be the same player if he didn't have those type of players, we better get those championships without those role players. And do you feel the same? Do you feel like LeBron was right by leaving from Cleveland to go to Miami? Or do you feel like Kobe would have, if he would never gotten players, you think he would have really left LA who just stuck there?
I mean, I heard him talking about it. I heard it was in the toss. I would have been frustrated too. You got Smush Parker and Ronnie Terry off. Uh-huh. And yeah. Like, yeah, he was surrounded by Kwame Brown. He was surrounded like by trash.
Yes, I like that.
He talked about leaving, and they brought him in some more talent. But I wouldn't have been mad at him for leaving then. I wasn't mad at LeBron. I think I was more so disappointed with the how. The how. You had to stop the nation and say, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. I don't think you had to show your disloyalty in that fashion. They made it a situation. They didn't have to make it a situation. They could have told, he could have made his move, put the letters on the, put the announcement on the bottom of SportsCenter and kept it moving. They actually had a special stop the world to say, this guy's leaving us and going this way. To team up with all these guys. I understand he was frustrated. I feel like he could have won in Cleveland.
Right.
I feel like he could have won in Cleveland.
No, sir.
Okay, so the year, his first championship, the lockout season, they played a small window of games. If he would have took them same Cleveland he had and played them same Dallas Mavericks, I think they could have. Dallas Mavericks wasn't that tough. They wasn't that tough.
Right.
That's who came from the West that year. Yeah. We ain't seen Dallas since, bro.
What's your intake on that?
I said, if Kobe would have left at that time, like I said, with Smush Parker, this, that, and the third, everybody, all the sports analysis was saying, like, he ain't getting no rings. He ain't getting no rings. That's what they would have been saying. They ain't say that for Kobe because he played with Shaq his first 3 years. But Kobe would have got frustrated with them saying the same thing, so he would have left. If they would have kept Smush Parker, Ryan Terry off, Kwame Brown, Sasha Vujicic, he would have left or whatever. Now, I agree with the part about the decision. He didn't have to go about it that way. But with what he had, or whatever, against that, like I said, they had, what was going to end up happening was, if LeBron was staying in Cleveland, they would have kept having the best record because they got the best player in the league. They would have kept having the 60-22s, the 59-23 team every year because they got LeBron James. And you got to play against the Sacramento Kings that you're going to beat two times a year, or the bum teams, Charlotte Hornets, that have been stinking for the last, I don't know how many years. You would beat them four times. So you would have had the best record in the league every year. So that means no good draft picks every year. You ain't getting no free agents. Don't nobody want to go to Cleveland. You on vacation in Cleveland. Nobody says, oh, I'm going to Cleveland for vacation. Don't happen like that.
You ain't. Wrong mind sports. Wrong mind sports. This, yeah, it gets real.
It's like they do, but when you got LeBron, he gets everybody he wants.
Nah, because like I said, at the time that they was playing the Spurs or whatever, the next year they was trying to get Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh said, I don't want to go to Cleveland. I don't want to go to the cold. Or whatever. I mean, I'm cool staying in Toronto.
Toronto's cool.
But he was like, I'm cool with staying in Toronto, yeah, rather than going to Cleveland.
Like 25 and 13. Right. And he was cooking.
Right, cooking.
And in fashion, once you go to LeBron, you know, you might be in contenders of a ring, but you guess what's going to happen? Them points and the rebounds are going down.
You got to change your game to play with LeBron. But like I said, you don't have to change it.
I wouldn't want to play with LeBron.
Oh man!
I would want to. The only reason why I would want to play with him is a possibility that I know I could go to the finals.
Speaking of that, championships. Let's go to championships. Do you think LeBron's getting unfair criticism or fair criticism of championships compared to Kobe?
Unfair.
I think LeBron James has had an unfair.
Okay.
Because the people are going to be on him about everything. I've never seen a player where his every move is critiqued so much. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a social media era now. A lot of this just kind of happened. You know, we never seen a superstar under this light. So I do think he receives unfair criticism. Even the fact that he chose to go to another team, like what we made about that. I think it's unfair, but also I think he brings upon himself. I think he asks for all this stuff. He makes himself. He's the chosen one. He's the best player in the world. He's this, that, and the third. So when you put yourself under that light, you say, I'm the best player in the world. Then you say, oh, I need more help. Like, it contradicts itself. I don't understand it. You know what I mean? You bring this stuff on yourself. I think if you just play the game and shut up, like Kawhi Leonard, he don't say nothing. He go out there and play games.
Don't play either. He hasn't played a game all year because he's talking about what they got around him. They don't know if they're going to pay him. Which, like I said, Kawhi Leonard, he had a great year last year. Now this year he ain't played all year because they like, oh, they don't know if he's worth the max, this, that, and third. Because I honestly don't know if Kawhi Leonard is worth the max. He had a great career. He's a lockdown defender. He can score. I don't know if he's worth $180 million for 5 years. Can he get San Antonio with them old guys that they got? Can he get them to the finals every year? I don't think so.
Who is worth the max then?
LeBron James, Kevin Durant, James Harden. Those are max players. Carl Anthony Towns, he's worth the max. These are max guys. I'll give them money. Anthony Davis, I'll give them the money. Boogie Cousins, I give him the money, even off whatever Achilles injury. I still give him the max. They worth it.
So you don't want to give him the best two-way player?
I don't.
How come? He got to guard your best player every single night and go out there and put up 25-plus? Yeah. How many players doing that? Man. Every single play down besides Klay Thompson, but he don't have to put up 28. But no. He gonna
shoot his way.
Kawhi is the only person that has to exude that much energy on the defense every night and still come out there and put up 25 plus.
What I say with Kawhi is, like, if Kawhi, he can score 20 a game, but if Kawhi don't score 20 a game, you ain't looking at the Spurs box score like, oh, Kawhi, he scored 9 points last night. Y'all ain't criticizing him like y'all criticizing LeBron. Kawhi can get away with it now.
Do we criticize anybody from the Spurs?
But yeah, Kawhi. I mean, like I said, Kawhi. Well, no, you don't criticize Kawhi.
In years, in the past.
But Kawhi, like I said, Kawhi, like, it's crazy to me because you talking about Max, bro. You just, like, it'd be crazy to me because y'all be playing in regular season games. It'd be game 39 in the season, and he had 33 points, and that's career high. Like, this is your first time scoring 33 points? You've been in the league for 6 years. You scoring 33 points, and you talking about, like, oh, you mad because they're not talking about giving you the max? You don't, like, see, so you just started scoring.
And that system he does was ass.
I think then another system he couldn't do nothing. I really feel like
you don't think so?
Defensively, he's always going to be good because he got the long arms. He's going to be great defensively everywhere he goes. But offensively, if you take him somewhere else, go to State, man, 6 points a game, put him on the bench. Can't score.
With that being said, so y'all talking about particular teams and the Spurs and other players. Who do you feel are your NBA predictions? I go with you first, TJ.
What, for finals?
Finals, TJ. Who are your predictions?
You already know one. One is locked in, but I know TJ got it. I know he got it. I know he know it.
I mean, from the East, I don't see nobody beating Bron, okay, even with this new wash squad he got. I don't think no one's beat. I just think the East is injury prone. The Celtics is beat up.
Yeah.
You know, the Toronto Raptors, we've seen this story before. I just don't got them doing it late. I mean, hopefully Kyle Lowry shows up. If he do, he do. If he don't, I mean, I don't expect him to. I expect DeMarcus DeRozan to play well. The Wizards, we can get them out of here. The Bucks, they might wash the Raptors, but how far are they going to go? Giannis is cool and stuff, but I still think they need some. I like Philly, but Joel Embiid just got hurt the other day. I would put them going the Cavaliers probably the 6 games, but Cavs going to take the East. The East is pretty washed. The West is a little bit tough. I was going to say Golden State for sure, but they're beat up, man. And they need Steph. They can't win without Steph. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think they make it out the first round. Maybe they might edge the first round, but I don't think they can get to the Western Conference Final without Steph. Mm-hmm. That KD basketball, KD leading that team is trash. They turn into ISO ball. The movement stops. Everything stops. The Warriors without Steph, in my opinion, is trash money. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to go far. So I'm going to take if they're not fully healthy, I'm going to go with the Rockets. Rockets, Cleveland. Rockets taking in 6.
Woo! All right. Your turn.
I mean, we already know who's coming out of the East. I don't really have to break it down too much. Like I said, he pretty much said the East with the Celtics being without Gordon Hayward and then Kyrie, you know, you don't know how he's going to come back. He ain't played a game in a couple weeks or whatever. Lost me a fantasy league, by the way, and, you know, with money on the line. But, yeah. So, like I said, I don't think the Celtics is going to be able to do nothing. Toronto, like I said, you know, we've just seen this year. They've been good, but they just ain't got no – they can't get over the hump. They just lost us a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, they can't beat us.
Late in the game. No, I feel like y'all watched them. Nah, we're late in the game on the run doing something magical.
Whooped them. 35-17, no turnovers.
Yeah, that was a crazy stat.
That's what you're going to see the whole playoffs. Mm. But like I said, that's the East is a lot. We got that. And if we play against the Philadelphia 76ers, it's probably going to be a sweep. Probably get the broom out. They not really young. They are young,
but y'all struggle with that length.
It's like I said, playoffs is a different story. It's different. It's different for years.
It's different.
Man. Indiana Pacers, we've been sweeping people for years. This ain't nothing new.
This ain't the same Cavaliers team. Y'all ain't got the same talent level out there. I've seen LeBron out there with a whole lot of court skin.
We need just court spaces. That's all we need.
George Hill's not what he's cracked up to be.
George Hill's.
Man, Nash ain't what he cracked up to be.
Yeah, like I said,
I'm a Lakers. These guys came from my team.
He killed him to catch that lob.
Yeah, these guys looking like struggle juice out here, bro.
But, like I said, nah, Larry Nance, man. He athletic. That's what we need. We need some athletic players.
Tristan Thompson looking garbage too. J.R. Smith looking like a struggle sandwich.
All right, since y'all picked your teams,
I ain't picked my last joint yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
My West joint, of course, is the Rockets. That's my second favorite player, Harden. Can't stop him. And like I said, Golden State hurt. I hate him. But like I said, I don't like KD's move. So automatically, as a basketball player, too, the move was terrible. So, realistically, I don't think they have a chance. Anyway, with all four of them healthy, I don't think they can beat the Rockets this year. They just can't. Whew. They just can't do it.
A healthy Warriors? You don't think they can beat the Rockets?
Can't beat the Rockets, man. They done it this season. They lost the series.
All right. We got a minute left on this topic. All right. Simple. You just give me one word and maybe two, three words about it. Danger teams. You pick pretty much your championship teams who are going to go to the finals. Mm-hmm. Who will be the team to be in that way? Mm-hmm. Both sides.
In the East
and the West.
In the East. I don't see no danger in there. Oh, man. But like I said, if I had to put somebody, it'd be Toronto because they healthy. They full. Like I said, they full strength right now. So, and they're going to be the number one seed. So, I mean, like I said, I go Toronto. That'll be the only team that will put us in danger. And like I said, the Rockets, number one seed over there, the Warriors. Like I said, they get healthy. They're going to beat everybody else. But like I said, when they get to the conference finals, they got a problem on their hands.
Your perspective on it?
My East, the danger team in the East, I definitely got to go with Philly. I think those guys with their length, their shooting ability, I don't think no one in the East can stop Joel Embiid. I don't think no one in the Cavaliers can stop Joel Embiid. I think if they can figure it out, mm-hmm. I think they can cause somebody some problems. My West danger team, I was going to say with a healthy Boogie Cousin, I would say the Pelicans. Mm. I think they really caused a lot of problems. But without Boogie, I don't know how far. But right now, I'm going to have to say Portland, man. It's hard to win in Portland. Them guys get hot, man. They're dangerous, man. They're a tough team, and they got some fierce leaders, and I think they got a chip on their shoulder. Dame Dollar got a chip on his shoulder. He's been snubbed again at the All-Star team, All-Star this year. I think them guys got some things to prove, so watch out.
All right, going to another subject here. I was looking at ESPN, the quote-unquote NBA rank for the NBA game changers. I guess game changers means different to different people. So it just depends on how your perspective is. Right now they have Michael Jordan, LeBron James at number one and two. Michael Jordan number one, three Magic Johnson, four Bill Russell, five Wilt Chamberlain, six Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, seven Oscar Robertson, Julius Erving at eight, Larry Bird nine, Steph Curry at 10, Jerry West at 11, and the Mamba himself, Kobe Bryant at 12. What's your take, both you guys' takes, we'll start with TJ first, on what you think about the list and how you feel about it?
It's two things, man, that just catches me off the break. Kobe Bryant being at 12, once again, back to my disrespect, but, you know, my man always receives it. But the main thing that stick out to me is out of all the 12 you named, Shaquille O'Neal is not there. I think Shaquille O'Neal was a top five game changer, top 10 for sure. I think he changed the game. He made people change their whole game. He made the league change their whole rims and backboard. Like, Shaq was breaking back. They had to change their whole thing. Like, that's when you talk game changer. He changed the game. I think people method. Coach Pop came out with the Hacker Shaq method. You had to change your method when you played against those guys. And Shaq really changed, like, individually, like, just being dominant. He just changed basketball for a nice period of time. Now, a lot of people want to say his window might have been small when he went to Miami. Things changing, and after that, you know, they want to disrespect Shaq. But I definitely think he changed the game. So I feel like Shaquille O'Neal should be on the list. I feel like Kobe Bryant should be even higher. I feel like Steph Curry should be even higher. You look at the game he played now, it's a three-point game. Before that, you know, it was get the ball down, you know, do this, and dump it into the big man. Now it's all about shooting the tray ball. I seen on y'all show the first time you said something, you want to give up the layup. Now you like, hey, I don't want to give up the three ball. That's the definition of changing the game. That's game changing, you know. Steph Curry, a lot of people going to say he shouldn't even be on the list or he should be farther than what he is. I think he should move higher. I think what we seen from him, it's a different level of basketball, you know. It's the reason why you can see guys like Trae Young and these newer guys with this new game. It's because of guys like Steph Curry.
Interesting. Speaking of that, we'll get on to another topic after that to finish up your conversation. What's your take on it?
Now, that part about the Steph Curry thing, I agree with that 100% about him should be higher on the list because, like, some places, like, when you play free play or whatever, people been doing this. Like, You're going for the two ball. You ain't even going for the layup no more. You're going for the two ball. It's been like this for years because, like, that makes a difference. So now that I'm seeing the game change to the point, like, on the break, you got to step out there, Steph Curry. Forget that. Let the man get that layup. And I see it so much, like, playing in different leagues and stuff. People give up the layup now. I'm going to step up and I'm going to get that tray ball because that tray ball hurt more than that layup or whatever. So, like I said, Steph Curry should be high on the list. I'm thinking 3 or 4. The thing about the Shaq being high on the list is we already seen something similar to Shaq in his era. That was Wilt Chamberlain.
Negative.
Wilt Chamberlain was the same. Like, he was down. He was way taller than everybody. He was way bigger than everybody. So we already seen that. At that era, he was catching the ball like it's a dunk every time. He scored 100 points because it was playing against people that was 5'11", 6 foot. You're supposed to. Or whatever. So it was different. Like, you've seen that already. Kareem should probably be higher because he had that shot that nobody could stop.
Sky hook.
You could not stop that. Nobody could stop that. So, like I said, he should be ahead of Wilt Chamberlain. So, that's the list is wrong on that aspect. And as far as LeBron, like, we haven't seen nothing like that. So, I think he should be number one.
You haven't?
Whew, we haven't seen nothing like that. 6'8", 200 and however many pounds. And, like I said, full speed ahead. He don't have to have a certain move. Like, you... Oh, LeBron doing this tonight. You know, I'm prepared for this, but we don't know what LeBron will do. He been doing the little cha-cha slide.
That's all he do. He step back. That's all he do.
He
has
just
two.
Put that in there. It's year 15.
He just put it in year 14. But let's be clear. Let's be clear. He only had 2.5 moves. He has the hesitation. I'm a drive pass. And he has the back to the basket turn. Yeah. And now he has the little cha-cha like step said, back
little,
three.
The little fadeaway joint. Everybody been doing that. Michael Jordan and Kobe been doing this. The little cha-cha step back joint, he been doing that. That's year 15. He ain't been doing that.
Yeah.
That's year 15, man.
But he shouldn't be number one.
He ain't number one. Like I said,
Michael Jordan, he brought long shorts. Everybody wanted to be like Mike.
Somebody was telling me the other day, everybody want to be like that. That's correct, because somebody was telling me the ball the other day, like, people keep forgetting how the game changed. Like, Michael Jordan had the Daisy
Duke. But the thing about that is, okay, he changed it on that aspect as with the shorts, the shoes. Everybody still rocking shoes. I got a pair on right now. Yeah, man.
Me too. Me too.
But the thing about it is, when it's come to standing up for us as a people, LeBron is changing the game in that aspect because he's standing up for what we believe in as a black people in our community.
I agree.
We came from the slums. We weren't born rich. We didn't have a silver spoon or whatever. Mike, he like I said, we out here in the hood playing ball or whatever. He gonna ride by us. LeBron gonna stop. He might get out there and rock with us or whatever. LeBron and Mike ain't doing that. That's why I put LeBron number one because, like I said, he gonna stand up for that man as the seafood guy and put him out there. Mike, man.
I respect that because I don't think we ever seen an athlete in this era, especially on the basketball side of things. Maybe we go back to Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, and speak up, but we haven't seen an athlete in this social media era, somebody of that stature to actually step out and say, I don't care nothing about my endorsements or anything out there, or who I offend. This is how I feel. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Mm-hmm. Even Kobe Bryant, my favorite player, he kept his mouth closed. Right. So I got a lot of respect for LeBron, not only on the court, but what he does off the court. So I can respect him on that.
Speaking of that, since you were talking about Kobe should be up higher, Steph Curry should be up higher, who would you replace on this top 12 list to take off the list to replace those with Steph Curry and Kobe Bryant?
I mean, I don't say replace. I mean, you have to replace somebody first because Shaq is not on the list. So I think the first thing was taking somebody off the list and put Shaq on the list. Was looking through the list 100 times. I mean,
why is Magic number three?
Because we never seen nothing like that. We talking about Showtime Magic, a six-eight point guard that can handle the rock and move and be fancy and be creative with the ball.
Which we're seeing now with LeBron James.
Yeah, which he's what if he's channeling Magic? He's challenging Mike.
He wears
23 because of Mike. He plays like that because of Magic. It's because we said we never seen nothing like that because he combined these things in one. He's like Magic height and Magic court vision with Michael Jordan athleticism.
Yeah.
You know, that's we never seen nothing like that. But we can't forget Magic or what he did on the court. Like,
I like I said, well, I always put Magic as up there or whatever. LeBron came and took his number two plateau. But like I said, we argue the GOATs. It's Mike and LeBron.
We're not arguing the GOAT.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we argue the GOAT.
I don't think
because it always before was, in my opinion, it was Mike and Magic. But yep. Like I said, when LeBron came through, like what he's doing now, like that hasn't been seen. Magic didn't do that for the longevity LeBron did. So, yeah, LeBron passed.
I still edge Magic. Until LeBron finishes, I think he has more to do.
Because
I can't put him above. Magic has 5 rings, bro.
See, y'all talking about the ring.
Uh-oh. He has 5. Why would not? If LeBron would win a 5-2 or what is he? 3-5? If he went 5-3, well, this wouldn't be a conversation. But you got to think, this is the same guy who has meltdowns on that main stage. I like killers, bro. Like I said, I like that Black Mamba. I like Michael Jordan.
I can understand people giving him flat for
the Dallas Mavericks joint. Not the Dallas Mavericks. He has.
First year, he had Drew Gooden and Daniel Gibson against Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Tony Parker. He supposed to lost that one.
Of course.
Don't look at that. Like, you bypass that finals because he really.
We can't bypass that. If you're going to say that, then we have
when
to.
You talk about legacies, don't.
Then, look at if you're going to bypass that, then that's like you said, you have to bypass his first ring in the lockout season when nobody was playing.
Everybody came in the lockout season, you played against.
They didn't even know they was going to have a season, bro.
The now MVP, James Harden. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant.
They was babies.
Durant was MVP that year.
He was a baby.
He was MVP that year.
James Harden was a baby.
And even at that point,
James Harden now?
Oh, no. Because no, he couldn't do it on that team.
I think he could have.
But, like I said, they give him flat. Y'all basically saying LeBron shouldn't have won no ring. That's basically what everybody said. Because he beat the OKC team that was good. It was good. They just weren't as good as Miami was.
Yeah.
And then the next year or whatever,
the lockout season,
San Antonio. No, that was the lockout season. Yeah, and everybody was saying that, like, oh, y'all, I already knew it before the season started. I told everybody, I said, when we win this finals, everybody going to say, oh, it's a lockout season, so it don't count.
Everybody came in out of shape.
So then we played a 4-8-2 the next year. We beat the Spurs or whatever. Everybody says, because of Ray
Allen. Man.
Okay, all right. Yeah, man,
You said it.
I knew it was going to be that. Well, I said, Ray Allen's my man, too, but. Like I said, LeBron, what's the Golden State one? What's the Golden State excuse?
He won. They beat the 7-2. They did something that they came down from down
3-1.
3-1? Like, that, I can't take nothing away from them. And the year before that.
The excuse I hear for that one is Draymond Green was out for game 5.
He
had won in that game 5?
When Draymond Green was on that court,
he came back for game 6 and LeBron had 41. And Kyrie had 41. So, I mean, what could you say? LeBron deserved. He's the GOAT, in my opinion.
The GOAT of what?
The flopping?
The GOAT of what? Crying? Begging for help? We've never seen a superstar.
LeBron didn't get drafted.
Cries for so much. I've never seen this. Even if this is year 15, I'm 50-50 with LeBron this year. I've never seen somebody... like, have to pat themselves on the back so much after everything. I'm looking at the game when they just lost to Portland Trailblazers and he dunks on Nurse, whatever my man now is. It was nasty. But after the game, he has to go to the internet and put it up there. He has to. I was looking at the game the other day, he was playing against the Nets on NBA TV. Immediately after the game, he got to go put what he dunked
because
on.
Because he's a.
Like, but why does he have to pat his, say, I'm the greatest?
Because he's looking
at your game speaks for itself, bro. 15. You ain't got to say nothing.
I'm in year 15, man. I'm dunking on people like this. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I look at it like, he really punched on Buddy.
He did.
I could have took myself out of the game after that.
I got a triple though. You can see him now. He like, oh, Russell Westbrook. They gave him MVP last year. So now I'm going to try to get triple though. You see him now.
But he's been doing it.
But now he's making a more effort to chase that. He's trying to get a triple-double
work.
He's like, okay, I'm trying to get it so bad.
What he's saying to people is, I've been the most valuable player on my team for years. I've been carrying this team for years.
Yeah.
So
of the league?
The league, I've been the most valuable player for years. Y'all gave Russell Westbrook MVP, and the team was an AC.
And
he averaged a triple-double.
Stephen
Adams, the ball was coming off the rim. Stephen Adams was looking and letting Westbrook get the rebound. It's set up.
LeBron LeBron teammates looking like they're doing that right now. I was watching the game the other day. I seen Larry Nance Jr. standing there with a rebound coming off. I said, oh, he's not going to get it. I know who's coming down to get that.
Well, yeah, they're like, doing the same thing. Like, he's looking like Steve Adams is like, oh no, nah, you good, Westbrook? Go ahead. Like, he's knocking him down.
Can we take that away from Westbrook though?
I'm not saying because like I said, the assist part is hard. The rebound part ain't really hard in the NBA because it's gonna be so missed.
Why? When you a 6 foot like, point guard,
he ain't playing no defense though. He's helping off till he can, so he can go it get just, that rebound.
But how? But even still, you got point guards in the West. There, you so helping off of Dame Lillard, Steph Curry. But these are point guards in the West.
So they attempt what? Probably in the NBA in the average game, they probably attempt about 120 shots or somewhere in that number or whatever. Dame Lillard might be shooting 26, 28. So for the other possessions or whatever, for the other 78 to 80 possessions, he ain't playing no defense. And he's, like I said, he catching that ball when CJ Cousins
missed it. That's a point guard, bro.
He's a point guard.
That's not a two. That's not a three. That's not a four. That's not a five.
But I feel
that's
like it's easier because he at the top of the key. So when if he guard Dame Lillard and Al-Farouq Aminu shoot that BS shot that he got, and he go down and he can go and get that rebound because he know it's off. Aminu ain't no 40% 3-point shooter, so I know I'm gonna get that rebound at the end of the day. That's like I said, the triple double. I think James Harden was MVP last year.
A man averaging a triple double.
Man, like I said, man, it's just crazy, man. Steven Adams, like I said, well, if you see the film and you see him sit back and look at these rebounds,
I watched it when they said something about. When it created a whole other stat for Russell Westbrook when they were saying like a player actually trying to go get their like on the free throw line,
right?
And he's the point guard that stays on the like
on free throw the free line on the 3-point line,
and
the nigga miss a free throw, yeah. And he'll run from the 3-point line, and the big man just boxed out.
They just boxed out.
That's crazy, man. That's unbelievable. Right. Triple double aspect is crazy in the NBA now. Anyway,
right. My take on this, on all of this, is right now, like, the game has evolved differently. Like, your big man got to be able to put the ball on the floor, you know, shoot the ball, you know, come off the pick and roll, things of that sort. I feel like LeBron and Kobe arguments were pretty much reality of what their persona of the game of basketball was. The thing about basketball, it depends on your coach and begins on how your coach coaches to your strength. So you got to kind of look at it and decipher it from those perspectives of how each player is being involved, like LeBron. LeBron's the type, you know, wherever he goes, he's going to be number one option. It's kind of hard to play with LeBron, but at the same time, LeBron's going to be playmate. If you want to win a championship, you're going to win. You know, Kobe the same way. Even though he played one position, you know, LeBron played multiple positions. The thing I get about it in between the two, the same thing really got to come to me personally, my personal opinion on Raw Mind Sports, is that the fact that they both were the faces of the game in that particular era. But I truly believe that both games are completely different. So with that being said, I appreciate, you know, TJ Harrell coming on the show, giving his intake on all of this. I appreciate Jamel coming back to doing this. And, you know, no matter what it is, it's Raw Mind Sports, people. We're going to have a lot more things. It's going to be more realistic. The thing about this show is that we're going to bring realistic to reality, meaning that we're going to keep it real. It ain't going to be sugarcoat nothing. No hold punches. No holding nobody back. Thank you for the show tonight. Raw Mind Sports. Stay tuned for next week. Have a nice week. Thank you.